Shas, of course, second parak of Chagiga. As you see, if you look at the next parak, the blot of really murder. And also, Daf Tes and Daf Yud. Yud Aleph, they're all very long blot. Yeah.
It's like Babli side drama.
That's right. Okay. We're up to Aloha Zayin. Oh, no, we're not. We're up to the third line, fourth line from the top. Fifth line from the top. Yudha Vasafar, Shem Rabbi Yeshua. Now, we'll tell you about how we know the Chagiga is all 7 days of Yontif, except for Shabbos. Yudha Vasafar, Shem Rabbi Yeshua said, the Chagos Moso Chagos Shem Shivas Yomi. You should celebrate his holiday for God 7 days. Talk about Shavuos, Sukkos. The Chi Shiva Hema, the 7 days, while Loshmoina, they're only eight days. I would say Shabbos, ma'am, so why say 7 days? To take Shabbos of them, Harei Shiva, and all 7 days are good for Chagiga. On Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi said, B'chimikan l'manu she'en de Chagiga doich ser Shabbos? From here we have to learn that Chagiga doesn't push off Shabbos? L'oni makom acher? Then we know it from elsewhere. Now, elsewhere here is tricky. It's mitzvara. It's not from another pasuk, but rather mitzvara. Because it's a korban yachid. Chagiga is not a korban tzibur. The only korban which are doicha Shabbos are korban tzibur. There's no korban yachid which is doicha Shabbos. So of course it's not doicha Shabbos, right? So why do I need a pasuk? Well, why is Yudah and Tzav and Lorah for a pasuk? Hey, Rabbi Yitzchak Achoid Rabbi Safra, or Yitzchak the brother of Safra asked, Tani. And besides that, didn't we learn? Now here it's also a bit tricky. Sounds like it's a brisa, but really the brisa is missing. Vatani Apapesach Kain really means we have a pasuk, which is quoted in a brisa, which tells us that by Pesach also says Chagamatzu Shivas Yomim LaHashem. It says by Pesach also Chagamatzu Shivas Yomim LaHashem. Well, if you darshan the same way you're going to darshan the 7 days by Sukkos, then what's going to come out is in fact by Sukkos, what does the 7 days mean? Minus one, right? So on Pesach it says 7 days is minus one. How could that be? Right? Again, on Sukkos, it says 7 days, even though you wanted to say 8 days, right? So you say, take away Shabbos, so the other 7 days are okay. So what are you going to do the 7 days it says by Pesach? There it says seven, and there are only 7 days. You would be forced to come to the inescapable but untenable conclusion that Chagiga on Pesach is doing Shabbos, and that cannot be. Right? So therefore, what are you going to do with Pesach, right? Well, Tani after Pesach came. Me'at say me'em Shabbos in your hand, yet if you want to move Shabbos, HaReishisho, it should be 6 days. So it's 7 days in the Pesach, right? Why do you reconcile that?
Maybe Chag doesn't refer to the Chagiga?
Yeah, that may be, but then Re'yudah Bar Safra's drush is out the window. Because he's dashing Chag refers to Chagiga. Hagatz b'chol. Furthermore, let's discuss this case, or analyze this case. Shechal Yom Tov Rishon. Let's say about a case where Yontav Rishon comes Yontav Achron L'chlios B'Shabbos, where first day Sukkos and last day Sukkos both come out on Shabbos. It doesn't happen nowadays. But oh, it does happen. Sorry. Shmini Atzeres can't come out on Shabbos. Sure. So first day Sukkos and last day Sukkos, thinking about Simchas Torah, sorry. But first day Sukkos and last day Sukkos comes out on Shabbos. Me'at Tot Zem Me'em Shnei Yomi. You don't have 7 days either. Harei Shisha. So why are you learning from the 7 days? So Asher Rabbi Chanina, Yehuda Bar Safra, so Rabbi Chanina came and gave a different drush, or gave a different version of the same drush of Yehuda Bar Safra, B'Shem Rabbi Yeshua, named Rabbi Yeshua, with one additional caveat, or rather incorporating one of the criticisms which Yehuda Bar Safra received, which is that we don't know that Shabbos can bring Korban Chagiga from Sukkos, we know it independently. That we already knew. It's a Korban Yachid, can't be Darko Shabbos. From there on in, it works. As the Gemara now goes on to explain, Asher Rabbi Chanina Yehuda Bar Safra, B'Shem Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yeshua, V'chagoysim aso chag la'Hashem Shivas Yomim. It says, celebrate Sukkot 7 days. V'chishivayim, is it 7 days? V'lo shmonahim, it's 8 days. Elotzei Shabbos me'am. So, the Shabbos remove, here's the key word, Shekfar la'mad. Which already know. No, with Shabbos, no Korban Chagiga, because we know it's a Korban Yachid. You don't bring a Korban Yachid on Shabbos, right? So therefore, She'en Chagiga Deichu Shabbos. We know Chagiga doesn't push up Shabbos. I'm not learning out from here. So Matam Lomar Tichagu. So why is it say Shiva Tichaguhu? Which, which indicates to us that that you celebrate an additional day. There's a kind of a ribu here from the word to chagu. What's with the chagu teaching us? And Malamit Shiyos of Achron Tashlum in the Rishon. He teaches us that most years when Shabbos is a middle day, meaning not the first or last day of Sukkot, that the eighth day is a Tashlumin. So Shabbos is not the chagu we know from elsewhere. Yeah, and it says 7 days, right? True, those 7 days might not include Shabbat. It says 7 days to Chaguhu, right? Chagos Maso.
That's the exact pasuk.
The carbonated changed the gear. So to Chagu also, right? It says Shivas Yomim Bachodesh Hashvi to Chagu also. Right, that's the language of Pasuk. Shivas Yomim Bachodesh Hashvi Tachogo Oso. So the Shivas Yomim together Tachogo Oso teaches us that in most years, when Shmini Atzeres does not come out on Shabbos, so Shmini Atzeres is a Tashlumin for the rest of Yom Tov, for the first days of Yom Tov. Again, we know that Chol Hamoed is not the Shabbos Mispara. So now when it says Shivas Yomim Tachogo Bachodesh Hashvi Tachogo Oso, what is that coming to tell us? That's coming to tell us 7 days in a normal year. 7 days in a normal year means when Shemini Atzeres has not come out on Shabbos. And that year, Shivas Yomim includes the additional day of Shemini Atzeres, and Shemini Atzeres is mashlim on the other days. If you didn't bring a Korban Chagiga on the first 7 days, you're bringing out 8 days, which is Shemini Atzeres. Okay?
So what do you do with Pesach, which is also 7 days, according to
him? No, because he's not saying. Let me see if I can explain this with clarity. He's not. It was according to the first drasha that the amount of days mentioned is crucial to the drasha. So Pesach is a kasha. But now the amount of days mentioned in drasha is not crucial to the drasha, because what happened is that we already know that Shmini Atzeres that Korban Chagiga is not the Shabbos Mitzvah, right? So therefore, we're talking about. Right? Right, so therefore 7 days means Tashlumin, right? One of them is Shabbos, right? One of them is Shabbos. Now we know it's not, you can't be Makriv. Now by Shmini Atzeres, Hataka would have also said the 7 days, but just in Shivas Yomim, Hataka would have said that it also is only the first 7 days. Once it says Tachogu Oso, besides that, the extra language, so it means that I look back at the seven and I say, you know what the seven really meant? Here it made 7 beside Shabbos. Again, because I have the additional ribui, otherwise I wouldn't be able to dash it. That's what's trying to say.
Pesach doesn't say
Tachogu Oso, that's right. Okay? So it says more further. Rabbi Yochanan said, Tanikin, we also learned this in a Braiso, this is not relevant directly to the previous Gemara, Shmini regal ifne atzmo, the Shmini Atzeres is regal in and of itself. Paisi atzmo, it's its own ifne atzmo, it's its own lottery. Bracha b'fnei atzmo, that's its own bracha. Korban b'fnei atzmo, its own korban. Now, what do these mean? Regel, it's its own yotu dom rabbi, b'shem rabbi yacho, b'kulam k'siv uviyom. By all the other days, Sukkah says uviyom, uviyom, uviyom with a vav at the beginning. Kan k'siv b'yom without a vav. Lamedcha teacher shurel b'fnei atzmo, it's a yotu in itself. Pais, it had its own lottery. Rabbi Yosir said, Masis Omer, okay, the Mishnah says this, in Masech the Sukkah, Bishmini Chozul of Fais Kurugolim. On the 8th day, they went back and made a new lottery like any other Yontif. Brachot's got its own bracha, Rabbi La, Zman. It has its own bracha, Shechionu. Karban, what's the karban which has? Parachot, Ailachot has one karban of each as opposed to being part of the cycle of previous karbanos. Now, the Yushalmi Amavur notes that, he left out the word the shir. In Bavli, it's Pazer Kashav, 6 differences between Shmini Atzeres and the rest of Yom Tov. And here are the only 5 differences. There's Pazer, Pais, Zman, Regel, and there's Kav, Karban, and Bracha. But it doesn't mention Shir. That Shir that Shmini Atzeres has a different Shir Shul Yom. So the question is, why is it not mentioned here? So he brings an interesting Rogachev. He doesn't answer directly, but based on the Rogachev, I think we can say an answer. Rogachev says that the shir is really talking about the challah. Now we always thought shir talks about shishion, but it's talking about challah. And what it's saying is, according to Rogachev, what the chiddush is that All 7 days of Sukkot have their own Hallel Sholem, and each one's Hallel Sholem because the korbanos change every day. And they're supposed to pay, so the korbanos are all the same. But I might say, so Shmini Atzeres, so they each have their own Chiyuv of Hallel, and Shmini Atzeres has its own Chiyuv of Hallel, right? Unlike the last day Pesach, which doesn't generate a new Chiyuv of Hallel, Shmini Atzeres does. Why? Because it's Bifnei Atzmo, it's a regal, etc., by itself. Now, based on that, if we say that Shir means Hallel, even if it's not, it doesn't mean that in the Bavli, but it could be missing in the Yerushalmi because Shir means Hallel. And why is it missing? Because according to Yerushalmi, it's already concluded in Zman. What is Zman? Rashi said, in Bracha. Bracha, Rabbi Law said Zman, right? Actually, Yerushalmi is missing too, right? Because the Bavli has Zman and Bracha as being separate. Right, okay, now I got it. The Yerushalmi is actually missing too, because Yerushalmi is Zman and Bracha as being separate. It's Pazer Kashab. Pais, Zman, Re'ia, no, Pais, Zman, Regel, Pais, Zman, Regel, Korban, Shir, Bracha. But in the Bible of Yerushalmi, all you have is Pais, Bracha, Karbon, and Regel. Four. Okay? So Bracha is not enumerated. The Brachas and Zman are condensed here, and also Shir is not mentioned. So it's very good, because what it works is like this. The Bavli holds that Bracha is Birkas HaMelech. The Melech king used to give a special Bracha to Am Yisrael on the Yom Tovim, and it had its own Bracha. The day of Shmini Atzeres. That's according to Rashi, according to Tosefta. The Tosis holds that bracha means has its own bracha in Shmon Esrei or in Birkas Hamazon. You say Shmini Chag Atzeres, both the Chag Sukkos. But the Yerushalmi learns that bracha is Zman. Bracha is Shechiyanu. They make its own Shechiyanu. So the Yerushalmi could be learning that bracha being Shechiyanu includes the Shir, meaning its own Hallel. Precisely because you say new Shechiyanu, so of course you're going to say a new Hallel Sholem. Because any day when you say Shechiyanu, that means it's a new Zman, and therefore you're saying Shechiyanu, and therefore you're saying a Hallel Sholem. So therefore the Yerushalmi didn't enumerate Shir as being distinct. Because once you know you say Shechiyanu, of course you know you're going to say Hallel Sholem. As opposed to the Bavli learns that Bracha is not Shechiyanu. Bracha is Birkas HaMelech or Birkas HaMazon. So therefore, what's going to tell, therefore, since Bracha is something else, so therefore, it had to tell me Shir. That you should know that we do say a separate Shir. Now that I'm thinking about it, though, I don't like it. Even though I wrote down Simon Michael Mara. Because the Bavli also has Zman separate. Because I didn't realize it when I was formulating this answer. The Bavli also has Zman separate. Right? So once Bavli told his Zman, so why does he have to say Shir as well? So I'm going to have to fetch a little bit. I have to say that Shir Shal Yom, the Bavli is telling us. But the Yerushalmi, which omits Shir, is learning that Shir is Hallel. And the reason why it omitted Hallel, because Hallel I already know because of Shechiyanu. Alright, it's not as good as when I wrote it down. I thought it was a cute chop, but it's not so good. Alright. In any event, the basic theme I was trying to say is that the Yerushalmi holds that once I know Zman, I know Shir as well. Okay. Dorosh Mishnah. Mershim Emanasi Oimer. Ezu move Asher Yochel Itkom before it's about stuff which you missed and can't correct, like Shami Chayiv didn't bring on Yotif. Well, I'll give you another one. What's a move Asher Yochel Itkom? It's a shortcut which you can't fix. Zeshabal Erva, somebody had relations with a woman who's Erva on him. Voli Mamzer, and he gave birth to a Mamzer. Im Torah Mamzer, of course, you can't fix, can't kill the Mamzer. Im Torah God of God, that's nowhere near as bad as a thief or a burglar, because who Yochel Lachzor Taken, he can fix it up. Rashi Menasi Omer, Ain Korim, no, it's not called the Muvas. Ain Korim Muvas Elamishu Mesukan Mitchili, Ain Korim Muvas is something that's fixed to begin with, Misavis, and then became distorted. Vezazah, who's that? Tamichachem Sheperesh Minat Torah. Tamichachem who stops learning Yerushalmi. Okay. Says a little further. Tanya Rishim Baichai, Rishim Baichai said, is Dr. Spadel's Gemara. This is Mamash Dr. Spadel's Gemara. Imra Isa Yoga Shanit Lushum Kom Eretz Yisrael. If you see they're giving cities in Eretz Yisrael to the Arabs. That's our state, right? What's the Eitza? You think you have to set up more settlements? No. You think you have to change the government? No. The solution is simple. You should know. They're not paying the teachers enough. They are not getting paid enough. That's why they're giving back the cities. As the state says, the Soifrim will teach Mikra, the Mishanim will teach Mishnah. They're not getting paid enough, and that's why the land is being given to foreign powers. My timer? What?
Who wrote this?
Rabbi Shimon Yochai. What do you think? I put it in tonight? No. Rabbi Shimon Yochai, my time. My time. Oh, what pasuk? I don't know why nobody brings this up ever.
Is this in the Godly?
No.
No.
No, I don't know. My time. What pasuk tells us this? Amar of the arts, why was the land lost? Nitzta Kamidbor became desolate like a desert. Nibli over without any passers by. Hashem said, because they left my Torah and left my Torah here. We mean, that's what one said to me. They didn't pay the Rabbeim enough. Rabbi Yudin the Seer.
I would have added Torah Siva Avodah.
I don't know. Sorry. Rabbi Yudin the Seer Sholach. Rabbi Yudin the Seer sent a message to Rabbi Chia, Rabbi Asi, Rabbi Ami. When may ever be karaisa to pass through the cities, dar the souls in the land of Israel, lemitkana alone safri to set up for them teachers of Tanakh, umas nainan, teachers of Mishnah, only in Lecharasar, they came into one city, v'loshkachun, and they couldn't find lo safar, not a teacher of Tanakh, v'lo masnayan, nor a teacher of Mishnah. Amr alone, so they said to the people in the city, Isolon the Turei Karta. I don't know, it's in the Bible, the word the Turei Karta? It's in Barvas, it says, Rabbanan lo tzricha netiruso. Rabbanan don't need safeguarding, because they safeguard the city, but I don't know if the exact words of Turei Karta there. It is in the Bible, in Barvas? Okay. So, Isolon the Turei Karta, bring us the safeguards of the city. Isolon san Turei Karta. So they brought them the safeguards of the city, the security personnel, the watch, right? Amrun Lay, so they said, Elaine, Elaine, Ture Karta. These are the people who watch the city. Lace Elaine, Elacha, Rude Karta. These are people who destroy the city. Amrun Lay, so they said, well, Maninun, Ture Karta. If that's the case, who are the watchers of the city? Amrun Lay, so they said, Safrayo Masni Nayo. Who safeguards the cities of Eretz Yisrael? Those who teach Mikra and Mishnah. Adol Dixiv, is that what that's that which it says? Im Hashem lo yivne bayis, if Hashem doesn't build a house, and then it goes on to say, Shav Amlu Bonabo, Shav Shalkat Shomer, then there's not use for the builder and for the watchman. Rabbi Chun, Rabbi Yishem, Mishmur, Yitzu said, Matan, we find very famous Gemara. So I think it's in the Bible somewhere, but I don't remember where. Matan Shavita Goshbarkhali saw, but Zakum Hashem forgave the Jews idolatry, Bagil Arias, licentiousness, Vashilz Dami, bloodshedding, but Amosam Betera. But they rejected the Torah, Lobiter, and that he didn't let them go. My time of Pasuk teaches this, by Yomer Hashem, Hashem said, doesn't say Amal of Dorts, why is the land lost? Because they did have a Zoran Gilia Rai Shvichus Domim. No. Elevayom Hashem, what does it say? Alos Vomis Toyro Si, because they stopped learning Toyro. Amrechir Baba, Osio Svu, if they will leave me, Avatar, I forgive it. Shemas Torosi Shemogu, but only if they would keep my Torah. Shiloisi Ozvu Visalosi Shemogu, where they leave me and keep my Torah. It says here Asor, but the letters are transposed. Should be Sha'or Sheba. I am a carbonate, see the light and Torah would bring them close to me. Very famous
quote. It's between not observing the big three and not keeping the Torah, it seems.
If you don't observe the big three, but you still learn Torah, there's hope for you.
Okay.
because we'll do tshuva.
But it says, yeah. What's the word? Ma'asis?
That's repudiate.
Repudiate?
Yeah. Ma'asam. Limbos.
Or to despise.
Yes. Okay, so that's what it is.
That's more than just not learning.
Yeah. It's a detestation. Right.
But if it was over in Gila Rios, that's Ma'as also.
It's not that they did repugnant acts, it's that they made the Torah repugnant. It's worse to repudiate or derogate the Torah than to do other disgusting, heinous sins. That's what it says here.
That only begs the question, how do they despise the Torah other than...
Right. Rashi said they didn't send their kids to school. They didn't pay the soifer. It all goes back to not paying the wages of the Rebbeim. Okay? Rav Chuna Amar, that's why I said Rashi, it's carbonated on this. Rav Chuna Amar, Lamad Torah Shalol Lishma, another famous Gemara, this one, of course, we all know from the Bavli. Learn Torah Shalol Lishma, Shemitok Shalol Lishma, Bal Lishma, from Shalol Lishma, you come to Lishma. Rabbi Yehuda, Kshayaroyes Ameis Vesakal, nevertheless, Rabbi Yehuda, when he used to see a mace, and a kal and miskousin means they're being praised, because by a mace you praise him by a hesped, and by a kal you praise him when she gets married. A nice thing every time you look at the students, and he said, a mace a kodim l'talmud. Activity precedes learning. We have to go to the chastam, we have to go to Levaya. That was initially. Nimnu balias base aris. They made, however, a vote on this, and they said, a talmud kodim l'maisa, learning takes precedence over deed. In other words, if there's somebody else to go involve themselves in the chuppah or in the levaya, it's not up to you to go. Okay? Rabbi Avoh have a Kesarin. Rabbi Avoh was in Kesarin. Now, Rabbi, I'm still not sure what this Kesarin is. I think this Kesarin is also Katsurin, but Rabbi Avoh might have lived in Kesaria proper, and so I didn't look it up for today, but not so sure which one it is. So Rabbi Avoh have a Kesarin, he was in either Caesarea or Katsurin. Shalach Rabbi China Bray, he sent his son Rabbi China Mizake to be Zoyche, mean to merit to learn Torah b'Tveria. So they sent a message to Father Evo, and they said to him, you should know, Gamalu Ches is doing a lot of chesed. He's going to Levi's, he's going to Chas, he's doing a lot of chesed. Armor, so a very famous Maisa also brought down the Bavli. So he sent the message, Kos of Lei, he wrote him, Hami Bliyank, for him, because Serena, are there no graves in Kesarin, Shlachtichel Tveria? I have to send you there to bury people, who could have stayed home. I sent you there to learn Torah. Okay, so he should have sat and learned. Nimnu Balias, as he says, Nimnu Balias, based now Aris Bulu, they already made this vote. Now Talmud Kode Maisa, Talmud precedes Maisa. However, there is one caveat. Even though it precedes Maisa, it takes precedence over Maisa. Rabbanan the Kesaron Amru, they said, Hada Adat Omai, that's only Bishiyesh Shom Mishiyasev, the somebody else do the mitzvah. Avo, however, ancient Mishiyasev, Maisa, the ancient Mishiyasev, then somebody else do the mitzvah, what's called in the parlance, a mitzvah shiev shalah sosai de acherim, or a mitzvah veris mitzvah's time will pass. So then, ma Maisa koim latam, it's better to do the deed than to learn. Dima, Zamaisa, Rabbi Chia, Rabbi Yasa, and Rabbi Yami, Anin Mese, they were, yeah, they came late. Ani means the guy realized came late to Rabbi Lezer. Ani means they were literally afflicted, but here means they came late. Armalon, so he said to them, Ana Vesuniomade, where were you today? Armalon, so he said, Gamal Chesed. We went to be Goyma Chesed, we went to Levaya or Chasna. Armalon, so he said, Vlovu Taman Achem, where Koroni went, there are other people live in the Mesa, we Mesamech the Kala. So they said, no, Magor Hoya. He was a passerby, in other words, he was a stranger, I guess a stranger in town, and he would die, and therefore he didn't have any relatives in the city, therefore we had to go and participate in the Levaya.
I thought there's no shear for a Levaya or for Samech
Kala. Yeah, but generally speaking, that's only within reason. In other words, it says a shear 600,000 for a Tam B'Chochem, but that's within reason, you know, not nowadays.
It's hypothetically, not that. So as long as there are not people there, you don't have to go.
What if you're on a stupid point? Isn't there like a usual specific house they mention in the wood that they
Aliyah's Beit Natzah.
Is that it?
Yeah, in fact, the Shai Torah Sirtz Yisrael changes it to Aliyah's Beit Natzah.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, that's the one they usually have, yeah. Okay. Halachas, Heter Nedorim Porchim Ba'avir. The very famous Mishnah also. Heter Nedorim, that were Matir Neder, is something which flutters in the air. There's no explicit pasuk in the Torah which tells about bimat your neder. Yochel Shabbos, those of Shabbos and Chagigos and Meilos. The Chagigos are called Chagigim. Meilos, what happens when you abuse Hakdish? Harenkar roim atluim besora. They are like mountains hanging by a thread. Sheimikro muot. There's very little pasukim about them. Halachas meilos, but there's a lot of halach which concerns them. Hadinim, judgments in court by avodos and how to be in the base of Hakdash. Ataros, what's tar, Tomeus, what's tome, varias, and licentiousness. The Eshemashi smoke, there's plenty of psukim in which you can rely, in other words, from which you can learn out their principles. Vehain, it should be hain, vehain, gufei Torah, and both of them are an essential component of Torah. Okay? Tai Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Lezer says, and both those, I should say, both those which have little psukim, few psukim, those have many psukim, which in turn is verbose, they're all essential to the Torah itself. Okay? Tyre Lezer, my Yeshua, my Mashi, Smochu. Rabbi Lezer said, no, I hold that Heter Nedarim has what a pasuk on which it is based. What's that? Nishbati Vakayema. Daniel says, I swore and I fulfill. So what do you mean, swear to fulfill? Of course you fulfill, you swore. So the teacher says, Paul Misha, Enema Kayem, sometimes you don't have to fulfill what you swear. What's that when you're Matir Neder? Okay? Rabbi Shomer Yeshua, my Mashi, Smochu, I got a pasuk. Hashem says, I took an oath of my anger. So for this Vidashin Bapi Nishbati, he's coming and he's being Matir's Neder. He's coming and saying, I took an oath by my, out of anger. So Bapi Nishbati, Bapi Anichot, Ashishbati Bapi, Bapi Nishbati, in my anger, which I took the Shvua Choyzer Ani. B, I renege on that. What's that called? It's called the Pesach. Because worried to know that he got angry, he wouldn't have taken the Shvua. Okay? It's called Pesach. It's called Charata. No, Torah Kamei is called the Pesach. Okay? He wouldn't have made that. I know that he got him.
No, I wouldn't know that he calmed down. That's the opposite. He took the net and was angry. So later on he says, how do I know that I will later calm down? So I would never think of the netter. That's a Pesach. That's a loophole in the original letter. That's what gives the Chacham the right to be Matir. Okay? Says Gemara, Talmudim, we learned over there, Arba Nedarim, Mitir and Chachamim. Chachamim are Matir all four Nedarim. So says the one, and the Carbonator says what they are. So says the Gemara, Avichon Nedarim, look, I understand. What do you mean, Chachamir Matir? Chachachon Nedarim, El Chachamir, Him Shem Matir? Are the Chachamir that those who are Matir, everything? So the truth is, the Gemara doesn't answer that. But it is true that Chachamir Matir, everything except for Nedarim, whereas Kermit explains, they're Mutter automatically. You don't even need a Chachamir to intervene. It's assumed that they're Mutter. Okay? Ksivit says, by the way, another remes. To Heter Sidorim. See if it says, by Daber Moshe Roshe Matos Ibn Yisrael. Moshe spoke to the heads of the tribes of Ibn Yisrael. Dola Parsha Baroshe Matos. So it says that you have to tell over the Parsha and join to the heads of the congregation. Why? Shiyu Matir and Lamasi trained the heads of the congregation should then be the ones to be Matir the Nether. Okay, so that teaches us that the Dorim is done specifically by Chachomim. Says the Gemara, Rabbi the Veshmuk says, Rabbi Hashem Shmuel says, "Ksiv." It says, "Lo yachel dvaro." What's the concept of Heter Nedarim? It says you cannot desecrate your statement. Who in a mochel dvaro? He can't desecrate his own statement. Acher ushoy se dvarchu, but he can get dispensation from the other guy. So that's the proposal that teaches us that this concept of Heter Nedarim. Okay, says the Gemara. I said to stop in the middle sentence. Says Marina Shmuel, Ksiv says Shem Shmuel said, Ksiv le achel dvaro, huina mochel dvaro.
Yeah, he can't desecrate his nether. Achu shows it varuchun. So on Yom Kippur, that's the chacham. This is a chacham shumati los nidro. That's a chacham who matters nether. Rabbi Zir, Rabbi Yirmiyahu ben Abba, Shem Shmuel said, Shloish Hashem Yoidin lePesach. Three people who know what a Pesach is, matir and nechmi matir nether. And that's of course where every year of Rosh Hashanah, what do we say before we do our Torah Sedoyim Bnei Ruvein?
No, specifically people who know that Yom Kippur. He reminded everybody what the difference is between a Pesach and a Charata.
Oh,
so it says that as long as the Hedyot knows what the difference is between what a Pesach is, so he can be Matir Nether. So as long as you know what a Pesach is and what a Charata is, then you can be Matir Nether. So that's what we mentioned every year before Hetter and the Dor. Okay?
And that's only the sorry, remember the one that said Malcolm Shane Zokin, that's only where there is no elder to be Matir Nether. Rabbeinu Kesar Ami, not feel Malcolm Shane Zokin. Even if there is an elder, three people can be Matir. Omer Kami Yakumer Rabbi Yasa. They send Rabbi Yasa.
They send him for Rabbi Yasa.
Hey, Rabbi Chuna, is he Rashi Matos? Rabbi Chuna, is he big man? Meaning, can we go in to be Matir Nether for us? Because a single Chacham can be Matir Nether. Is he like big stuff? So it says, if he's not the head, who's the head? If he's not the man, who is the man? Rav Chuna Rosh the Rashi Matos. Rav Chuna is the head of the head of the Matos. He's the big guy. Okay? Period. Now it comes to a very interesting Gemara, and I must say that this is, it's kind of shocking. I've read a couple of Haskalasha type articles on the Smicha. Right? Of course, you know, you've heard this from me in the past, that JTS holds that their smicha is Ishmi Pi Ishmi Moshe Rabbeinu, and therefore they're based in, or their Sanhedrin, or their bunch of buffoons, can go and annul marriages and do stuff like that, because they're no different than Sanhedrin. They have an oral tradition going back.
No, JTS says they don't have smicha.
No, for the plebeians, but not for their based in.
Oh.
They're based in as the din of Sanhedrin and Lishka Sagozis. Yeah.
So, now, I've read articles about this, but I'm amazed that nobody brings this down. This Yerushalmi that I recall seeing. I just read an article a few weeks ago by a fellow named Jacob Katz on the topic of Smicha, and he didn't bring this down. Milam no Skanim. Devarim Yechidim. Can we appoint limited Skanim? Now, of course, the true Zikna, the true parameter of an elder of the Jewish nation, is somebody who. Somebody received the smicha ishmi pish from Moshe Rabbeinu, right? We got the smicha from Moshe Rabbeinu. That's true smicha. That you really can paskin all areas of Torah. But can I take a zkenim for specific instances? Now bear in mind, when the Shema is written, the true smicha was not yet extinct. That's a significant point, right? That means they were still dealing from the point of view of, can I? If I have a guy who I can't give full smicha, can I give partial smicha to him? You see what the Yerushalmi is asking? Okay? So it says Yerushalmi.
What period of time is this?
Well, the second or third generation of Amoroi, I assume the third, the generation. I don't know actually. The third. Second or third? After Rabbi Yochanan, etc.
What do you mean by partial?
Numar is going to say. Minos came in the Shmini Medot, Sir from the Vangis, Rav, the great Amora Rav, went to Bavel, Menisei Rebbe, Rebbe boyed him Lahatir Nidorim, that he could be Matir Neder by himself. Lias Kasami, he could pass Amaris of Nidos by himself as well. Mean the Domach, now after Rebbe died, Bo Gave Brei Mume Bechoros. So they asked his son, Rabbi Yehuda Anosi's son, can he give Rav dispensation to look at the Mume of Bechoros as well? To pass to them. So he said, Omer Lo, any Mosil Cha Mashinos and Cha Abba.
No, he didn't say vindictively.
He said, I can't add what daddy didn't give you. Omer Rabbi Yisrael Kulu Yoyevle, not true! He got everything from Rebbe. All the permissions. Except he got all of these. Ladun Yechidi, the right to judge as a solitary judge. Matir Doran, the right to annul vows. There's Mumin Shibgoli, to check out the revealed Mumin to see if they're, if they're the type of trend, the validity of the marriage or not. I mean, the Damach.
So could he impose, Knas?
I'm sorry, I made a big mistake just before you asked me. This Mumin Shibgoli is not. Mumin Shibgoli is the issue of Kedushin, but here it's talking about Mumin Shibgoli of an animal, not of a woman. Do not draw any inferences. It's talking about Mumin Shibgoli of a animal in order to be Matir B'choros. That's what it's talking about. Okay, yes.
So with the smicha, we're talking about imposing knas?
No, we're not about, that's besides the point, we're not giving this guy power to impose knas. Rabbi didn't give Rab permission to impose knasos and permission to flog, all those kinds of permission which go along with true smicha. He only gave him limited authority. Like today, we give yoyra, yad, sometimes yodin, right? That's limited authority. It's not true. The true smicha, which gives you authority across the entire gap of Judaism. Okay? What do you want to say?
No.
Okay. So, says the Gemara. So, once Rebbe died, Bar Gabi Bray, so he asked the son, Mumin should be saying, so can I look at Mumin which are hidden? Amalei said, I can't give you more than daddy gave you. Now, it's an interesting thing because in the Bible it's slightly different. The Bible just says that when Rav went down to Ghost, Rebbe gave him Yori, Yori, Yodin, Yodin, but he didn't, Yati Bechoros, Al Yati, he couldn't be Matir Bechoros. Because he's so big an expert that he would be Matir things which other people would have to be Matir, and there was no way he could teach it to them. Okay? So name it. So says Gemara, you have to, here it's the Gemara says he did get even Rishus on Mumin Shibagoli, which other people could check out, just not on Mumin Shibaseser, not on hidden Mumin. Okay? Says Gemara, Abagav that Tomer Mimanim Skain Levari Mechadim. Interesting thing, even though you could allow to appoint Skainim for specific matters, Lucia Royal Cholta Dvarim has got to be suitable for all matters. How so? Or what's a negative example? That kiyada like Vamgates or Rishuv and Levi money the chol tamidoi. Now Rishuv and Levi appointed all students. He gave them all their smichas. Vavim mitzvah was upset. Al chad avabachi benoi. There was a guy who used to cry all the time, a sensitive guy, and his eyes were softened by that, so he couldn't look at Maris of Nagoyim. Not in the Goyim. We couldn't look at the Mumia of Bechor and the Maris of Noshim and the Shalos of Noshim, of women, for Taras of Mishpacha. So, V'loi V'chum Mimin Asi, Rabbi Shulam Levi couldn't appoint him. V'yam Ninal Edvar Mechim, so why could just appoint him for whatever he can see and whatever he can do? Says the Gemara, our Dharma teaches us how royal chol dvarim, somebody who's technically suited to be across the board, a skilled or a knowledgeable person. So then he can move. Royal dvarim, right? He could give him smicha for one thing. Pshen royal chol dvarim, he can't. It's somebody who's not suited for everything, even though he's suited for one thing. I feel dvarim ain't a roy. So then he can't even give him for that one thing. So this Talmud was an expert in all of the areas, but specifically because of Maris, he could not excel, so therefore he couldn't be given even partial smicha. That's what the Gemara is saying here. Okay, which is a very novel idea. It's interesting that...
It's like Kol Roy Lebila Bilma Kevasok Oshayna Roy. It's that kind of thing. You've got to be in the parsha, the whole parsha.
Okay. It's interesting, though. The Gemara is going to see. So, well, we'll see. Says, Armalamano Skain Liyami. Can you appoint Skainim for a temporary amount of time? It's going to be like a term in office, and then you lose it. Nishmini Medot here from here. Rabbi Chia Bar Bo, Asa Gabi Rabbi Lezer. Chia Bo, Ket Rabbi Lezer. Armalis, he said, piously, the Rabbi Yudin Nasir. Appease Rabbi Yudin the Nasi for me. The Yichtav Lichara Igro. You should write me a letter. Letter recommendation. A green card.
This is a Neri Sroll letter. This is Neri Sroll Gemara. Because they always right. Worry about the letter from Rav Ruderman. Everybody was chasing after letters from him.
Yeah?
Well, that wasn't your time.
No, they brought letters too there.
No, it was too old to write when I was there.
So as the guy Reb Lezer, so Ken Reb Lezer, Amli Paisley. So Paisley, Paisley Rabbi Yudin Nazia appease him. Dichtov li chad eigra, they should write me a certain letter. The akra that will give me esteem. Nefuk l'parnosos, you know, go out and make a living. Labor ice, ras, rice, and to chutzlords. In other words, he wants to go to chutzlords. I don't think to collect money, I think he wants to get a position. When they get a position, he needs to have a piece of paper, right? This is not just an American tradition. So, says Gemara, Paisei. So Rabbi Lezer went to Rabbi Nasiya and made him happy. The Kosov lay, and Rabbi Nasiya wrote the following text. Hare shilachnu elechem odem godol. We send you a great man, Shiluchenu, our emissary, the Chayetz Banu, and somebody similar to ourselves, Achu Magi Atzeinu, and he has authority until he comes back to us. So in other words, you can't give authority for a certain amount of time, allocate it for, say, the duration of a trip or a few hours, and then rescind it afterwards. That also works. Says the
it's, you know,
Rabbi Chisar, Rabbi Dosi, Rabbi Abba, some say Mishmei, Rabbi Dosi, Saba, Hari Kosovo, this is the way he wrote, Harei Shalach Lechem, Odom Go, he sent you a great mind, great man. Umal Gdula Say! Sheirabosh Lomar Lo Shamati. He's not embarrassed to say he didn't know, don't know. So they say that where Moshe Smicha had one important component to it. You know what it was? Yeah. What do you think it was?
Something's about him. If you didn't know anything, you'd
read it. Well, it was written on the back side. What do you think it was written on the back side of the smicha? This is what they say. Reb Moshe's telephone number.
Oh,
well, that's the idea, that a person... What?
I heard something like that.
Yes, that a person shouldn't think that smicha is what gives him carte blanche to paskin from his own stomach. So it's interesting because here, listen, you know, I had difficulty. Maybe you were difficult. Before we say we can only appoint the guy if he's suitable across all the areas. But here it says we can appoint the guy temporarily at least, even if he doesn't know things. Even if he has to say any odea, which sounds like he's not fully knowledgeable. So there are many ways you can answer it. But maybe it argues, right? Maybe it argues. Maybe the previous Gemara held he's got to be absolutely knowledgeable, and we've just been selected permissibilities. But here it sounds like even a guy who's not that apt, we give him whatever responsibility we can. What do you say?
No.
No. What do you want to say?
I would say just, it's impossible for everybody to know everything.
Right.
Every single person has a lapse of something.
Mm-hmm.
So everyone specializes. Well, not even specialization. It's a matter of...
Because you have to know a little bit about everything still, right?
Right. But for somebody to be able to say Lo Shamati, I don't know something, that's just the normal human experience of every single person. Yeah. Rabbein went on.
All right. Okay. Malatir
Bepalus. It's the famous Medrash, Moshe sitting in the back of Rabbi Kiva's base Medrash.
Right.
I'm willing to live with that. Ma'atir Bepalus. Can we be Matir Nadarim wearing just a shirt and not a jacket?
Because Dayanim have to wear jackets. You know, it's a law in the state of Israel that Dayanim must wear frocks and Hamburgs. Even if they wear kippah sruga underneath, they must wear a frock and Hamburg.
Really?
Yeah. Okay? Why, you have friends like that?
No.
It's got friends of all sorts.
No. That's if in order to what?
To be a Dayan.
Sounds like a Yekesh influence.
I don't know what influence it is, but those are the robes.
Everybody who taught not everybody. How did it work in Sheldon? Did everybody who taught it gave a shear? Were they wearing long coats?
No.
Shalvim?
No.
Not at all.
No, Shalvim just two rabbis.
It's Kfar Chassidim. The Rosh Hashiva was the Mashgiach.
Right.
It was Rabbi Kellerman.
Yeah, well, that's sort of even Shalvim today, the Rosh Hashiva has one. I just don't think he wears it during the week.
Does the Mashgiach wear one?
No, not the Mashgiach. But in my day, the Mashgiach did.
Okay.
it is considered to be standard. Reb Shlomo Zalman would not give smicha to somebody unless he agreed to wear a frock. I don't know if a Hamburg also. And the Rav of the kibbutz in Shalvim, his name for a while is not there anymore, his name was Rav Feuerbach, so he got special dispensation not to wear when he was on the kibbutz. But when he went outside the kibbutz, he actually had to wear it, because Rav Shlomo Zalman was very makbid, because that's it's the law of the Rabbanan, it's rabbinic garb, so therefore it's a proper way to dress. It's interesting. So in any event, so the Shah is keeping matinet in your shirt sleeves. Rabbi Sharyon Simmons said Matir Mapalgis, they allowed this. Rabbi Itr Palnis or Palnim, whatever it is. Rashim Levi Matir Palnim, they all allowed this. Rabbi Sharyon Reader said, the Mokum Shain Talis. If you don't have your frock around, you can't. I'm Rabbi Yisrael Boon, could be in the Dorm Kalin. You're right, from the Dorm, to have in the Dorm, it's not truly a function of Dionysus, so therefore they were Matir. Hilchus Shabbos. Now, the Hilchus Shabbos, he says something which is very little psukim, but is great, great, vast yisodos. Rabbi Yonah Amar Rabbi Chaim Ruka Makshe. Rabbi Yonah said Rabbi Chaim Ruka asked a question. Baloink, I got another example. Why don't you bring this one? Baloink, Steve, Ach Mayonu Bar Mikumai Miator only says that one pasuk about mikvos. Or a spring, or a well, gathered waters is this Torah. But Lord Menu, Kamalos learned several Pesukah Halachos from this Pesukah. So it's not enumerated in our Mishnah. All right, it's not enumerated. Rabbi Zeir Shemion said, Ibos Halacha Tachos Yodecho. If Halacha comes under your hands, Vena Yodeh Mativa, you don't know what its quality is, in other words, you're questionable of it. So Atav Ligeda Dabrachar, do not toss it to some other thing. It means do not discard it. Shekama Halachos Nir Nemer L'Moshe Misinai, several halachas were stated to Moshe from Sinai, and kulam mishukos from Mishnah, they're all better than the Mishnayos, meaning that you don't know, maybe that what you understand, you can't find a pasuk for, in fact, comes from halacha Moshe from Sinai. From Rabbi Avun said, "Vyos is taka good. I'll give you a proof like that." Reish neimin echitim, the case of two types of wheat. Ilule shebo nochum apir shalonu yodim ayenu. We're nochum. Not to come explain to us what we would know what it meant, and what Nachum says there is that if you have two types of grain which are both harvested more or less the same time, you have two types of grain which are more or less the same types of wheat, and it doesn't have to do with when you harvest it. You have two types of grain, the same wheat, so you have to leave one pair between the two of them. You don't have to leave two separate pairs. At the end of your field, you know, the corner which goes to the poor people. So it says the Gemara, Yilush Banachum Pir Sholonu, Yodimayinu, would we know it? So how would we know that, how we know that if you divide it in two, the field, you have to give two payers? We wouldn't know it unless Nachum told us. So therefore, we need to know our local Majestina sometimes explain things which have no explanation based on the mission on which they're written. Rabbi Lezer said, Rabbi Zirishim,
this is implying that if there isn't a specific pasuk mentioned, it's halacha Moshe.
Right, that's what this is implying. Correct. So it says Marhain Rabbi Zira B'Shem Rabbi Lezer, that's Rabbi Zira, the name of Rabbi Lezer, Echtov lo Rube Sorasi, I'm going to write down the majority of my Torah. B'chi Rube Shal Torah Nichtava is the majority of the Torah written. Ella, it's obviously most of it is about Peh, Ella rather means Merubin Advarim HaNidroshim Min HaKsav, you could dash more things from the writing Min Advarim HaNidroshim Min HaPeh than the things which are stated about Peh. And the way the Mashpiach learns, which is nice, it's not just you can't dash from the Torah Shabbat Peh, but it means you're barred from dashing from the Torah Shabbat Peh. There's a principle later on which we're going to cite that it seems that from a local Moshe Mishinai, you can't extrapolate. Therefore, the local Moshe Mishinai says, not only Torah Shabbat Peh, we have a concept of binyan of, where you can extrapolate. By Torah Shabbat Peh, whatever it says, and that by local Moshe Mishinai, whatever it says, and that's it. No questions asked, right? So it says, Kini, is this taka what it means?
Ella, rather, this is what it means. Chavim in advarim asmuchim luchzav. More pesher than those things which Rabbanim learned out of drushes are based on the psukim on their own. That's more precious to them, meaning advarim asulipet, than stuff that are mechayish and torsh ba'alpeh on their own. Because obviously stuff which is has to do with chumish is that much more sweet. Or Tanakh in any way, so shame upon them. No, it's not why. Well, it's because the drushes Rabbanim give are more chavi than a lochot smosh misinai. Drushes where the rabbis have a portion is a special madrig of learning Torah, and that's why it's much more appreciated. Okay? Says Gemara, Amar Rav Yudim ben Pazi, Yudim ben Pazi said, Echtu lo rubei Torah. See, what does it mean? I'll write the majority of my Torah. Elu tochechos. I'm going to write them a lot of rebukes. Okay, nevertheless, locomos are not sure when they consider like strangers, meaning that didn't work out. Nobody wants to hear tochacha on the root. So that's not, I mean, except for the people who listen to Dr. Laura. But generally speaking, people don't want to hear tochacha on anywhere. They go, I don't know, I said on root. They just don't want to hear tochacha. So therefore, even though I wrote down the majority of my Torah, kamo zor nechshavu, it was strange to them because they didn't want to hear all the tochachos which I wrote down. Rabbi said, another spin on this. He says, if I would have written the majority of my Torah, look, kamo zor nechshavu, wouldn't we Am Yisrael, be considered like strangers? If everybody would have access to Talmud, to art scrolls and stuff, mabi nalumos, what would be between us and goyim? Which is not going to happen perhaps one day, because they also have the same access. So therefore, the majority of Torah was kept by pen in order to distinguish between our Kedusha and their profanity. Because otherwise, Maimon almost Elmotin's friend, these guys take out their books, Elmotin, these guys take out their scrolls, Elmotin, these guys take out their scrolls, and we'll say, which is as good as you. So therefore, we have to have stuff which is not scroll based, but knowledge based.
Medrash Rabbah says the same thing on I think it's by Mitzvah. I'm not sure if it's Naso or it's right after that. I think it's Parshas Naso says the same thing, that the reason why we have Tosha Baal Peh is to prevent the non-Jews from claiming their Yisrael and for them and right. From falsifying the halachas.
Okay, very good. That's not a similar thing. Rav Chaya Shemeshur Nachman said Nemud Dvarim Ba'peh. It says to say things out loud. And Nemud Dvarim Ba'peh says say things in writing. Ve'edim Ezem and Chavi. We don't know which is more precious. Now you mean Madach Sivan now, which it says Ki Apia Dvarim Ba'el Karati Chavi says Yisrael, based on the verbiage of these words. Our Dharma teaches us Shereper Chaya Chavivin. That those things which you have enunciated by mouth are more precious than those things which you have written down. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi and Rabbi Shimon, the son of Rabbi Shimon, said, "Chayim in Shemata Masha Peh, different drasha. If you keep that which is in the mouth, Vishimata Masha Kubik San, and keep that which is in the written down." Both Tersh Bixam and Tersh Bapeh, Ani Kores Yitcha Bris, I'm going to make with you a covenant. Be love, and if not, Ani Kores Yitcha Bris, I'm not going to make with you a covenant. The Choran Amar, the other one, Darshan, Im Shimata Mashapeh, if you preserve that which is in the mouth, Vishimata Mashapeh, and that which is in the writings, Amakabo Schar, then you're going to write, then you're going to receive reward. If not, in love, and I'm a kabbalistchai, not going to receive reward. In other words, reward. And all my bought, it seems, is the linkage of these two conglomerate entities, the Tersh B'Ksav and Tersh B'Peh. Rabbi Shimon Levi said, Aleim, the Pesach, which could have said Aleim, it says Ve'aleim. You could have said Kog, it says Kicho. Dvore, it says Dvorim, could have said Hadvorim. Mikra, Mishnah, Let's skip. I lost my place.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
I went back a lot, didn't I?
Let's start Rabbi Shimon Levi again. Shimon Levi says in the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8th line down. Rabbi Shimon Levi in the wide lines. Rabbi Shimon Levi, Aleim, it says, Akur said Aleim, it says, Ve'aleim, an extra vowel. Kol Kichol, says an extra vowel. Vorim Hadvorim. Mikra Mishnah, this teaches us everything. Tanat, Mikra, Mikrota, Tanach, Mishnah, Shas, Dalmud, Gemoras, Halochas, Akuras, Afil, Mashutami, Bosik, Osi, Loras, and Nerabo. Even that which an elder student is eventually going to teach in front of his Rebbe. Akol, everything is Kfar Nehmar, the Moshe B'Sinai has already said Moshe Har Sinai. My Bible apostle teaches this. It says, Yesh Dabar Shil Ma'ar Eizel Chadosh. The things which people will say, hey, look, this is new. Chaber Meshivo, it's in response to him, V'Aimer Elo, and he says to him, everything already happened in the year, in the worlds which went before you. Okay? So therefore, what we're saying is that if somebody comes up with a Chiddush, a Reb Chaim, and a Rambam, so he thinks it's his brand new Chiddush, no, it already was, Me'olam already was previously. Okay? Rabbi Zir B'Shem Shmuel said, Eimori lomin alochos, one cannot paskin, neither based on alocha, v'lomin agoros, nor based on agarata. Lo min ha tosos, not from the tebrisus toseftos, el min ha talmud, only from the talmud itself. Says the Gemara, v'atayin Rabbi Chavta ben Shibar Shol. Then we learn Rabbi Chavta ben Shol taught us.
Our Mishnah, the Mishnah which we quoted from Peah, said that if you have two types of wheat, that then they might theoretically be separate vis-a-vis Peah. Maybe yes, maybe no. So it says the Gemara.
I'm not making myself clear. Let me do it one more time. But Tarav Chata B'Shol said
as we quoted them out, only spoke about Peah vis-a-vis two types of wheat. Yet he extrapolates to two types of barley. Aha! So we see lemeidim min alochos. One can learn out from alochos mashmina extrapolate, because I extrapolated barley from wheat. So says the Mark, give me a break. Their alochos they were given was given out of all types of grain. They forgot. Then they remembered. Says the Mark, the alochos mashmina was again hishnei min echiti mishnei min esorim, saying it's true about two types of wheat and two types of barley, no difference. Ask, well, wait a minute, then we learn a machlik p'tzoim lachim l'shuk. If somebody's separating his moist onions from the marketplace, it says imekayim, but should say umekayim v'eshel garen, but he say he's separating his dry ones, the moist ones are going to the marketplace, and the dry ones are going to storage. So there we say you only have to give one payah. And it says there actually, as good as Shas brings down, that the pay is only the Rabbanah serve their Mekel and said, even though they're two separate types of money, each one, they both can have the same big pay together. So it says the Gemara, Isloch Meimar, Shok Vigoren, can you tell us that, Shuk Vigoren, can you tell us that, somehow the Aloch Moshe Misinai, which covered the two types of grain, also covers the two types of onion, some in the market, some in the silo. It's not a natural distinction, it's just arbitrary. So it says, Maria, Kachai saw Aloch Biyah, Kachai saw Aloch Biyah, Nishachu, the Tak was Aloch, and they forgot it. And Echonami, you can't, the Gemara is so gung ho. I'm maintaining its position that Ein Lamedim Melachos can't extrapolate Lachem Moshe Misinai, that it's willing to distort
but some other things, and you have to say the Shulchan Gomer is part and parcel of the original Takana of Shulchan Gomer. It was part of the original Takana of what?
Of
Halach Moshe Messina. Of Halach Moshe Messina, right. Says Mara, Rabbi China B'Shem Rabbi Shmuel said, Ein Lemeidim Min HaHoroi. You can't learn from when somebody paskins what to do, because now here Horoi means not where he paskins on a case, but he's teaching Halach in a class. So even though they may be called properly Horoi, it's not really Horoi, because he's just teaching, he's not paskining. So you can't paskin like an individual unless you actually paskin the shayla, right? Says the Gemara, Hakom Odim Shein Lemeidim in Amaisa. Certainly everybody agrees you can't learn out from somebody else's deeds, because maybe Stami's a sinner. Don't extrapolate from what you see him do. Says the Gemara,
what if you see a Talmud Chacham doing Amaisa?
Of what?
So you can't extrapolate if the Talmud Chacham is doing the Maisa?
No. No. That's what it says here. Unless it was a psaka lochal maisa on a case. Okay? Says the Gemara, Akomadin shein lemeidim min ha-maisa. There are exceptions, though. Amei Amana, Rabbi Amana said, Hoda that Tom Rabbi Behuda lo savar. Tell him he didn't explain what he's doing. But Rabbi Behuda savar, he gave us for what he's doing, of it, then we can follow his example. Amalei said, no! Bein the savar, bein the lo savar, blue pleagas. And I'll look at whether it's explained or not. Rambahu the low polyg, then Savar then low Savar. This is going on. Right, okay. Says, going back again to the sixth line from the bottom. Omle Emara Hodat Omrabu the low Savar. So he thought about a guy who didn't explain or didn't give a reason. Rambahu the Savar, but if the Rebbe gave a reason, of it, we love it, follow him. So then he responded, Bain the Sar, Bain the Lo Savar, Buhu the Poly. Regardless of whether they explain or not, the only time we don't follow him is when somebody else argues. But Ram Buhu the Lo Poly, but if nobody else argues on the guy's Maisa, Bain Sar, Bain Lo Savar, whether they explain themselves or not, Abad, we can follow and emulate his example. Rabbi Moshe Yochanan said, now this really I've left field, it's nothing to do with the parak, it's just got tacked on because we talked about pay on stuff. Right? So if you add it on to your Isser, even Shogig is Mutter, maze it Osir, if you didn't intentionally, it's Osir. Says Rav Amas Nisohi, isn't it a surprise? It says, Im Shogig Mutter, if it's unintentional, it's permissible. He maze it Osir, if it's intentional, it's forbidden. Says Rav Amas Nisohi, Betruma, the Mas Nisohi, Betruma. The Mishnah is talking about Truma. The Ruba Asamei Melech, but we don't say even bigger Kiddush, but Filu Shara called Vorim, even anything else, you're not allowed to be Mevatel Isra L'chatchila. Rabbi Yaakov Shem Yenison said, Kishem Shem Mitzvah, this is, again, just stuff brought out of left field. Nobody knows exactly what's here. Yaakov Shem Yenison said, I'm sure somebody knows, but Yaakov Shem Yenison said, Kishem Shem Mitzvah Lomar Adova Shu Nase, just like it's to tell people about something which will get done, Kach mitzvah shlola mar dovashir nasa, just, you know, have the same thing, break it off, it's kshem shem mitzvah agi dvarim shen nishmoim, kach mitzvah shlola agi dvarim shen nishmoim, but you can say things which are going to be heard and listened to, that are not going to be heard and listened to, why bother saying? Amir lezak kshem shlosa taras, Tommy, very famous, who Shami quoted an excellent article on Chumris, Amir lezak kshem shlosa taras, Tommy, just say it's forbidden to be mitar that which is Tomei, kach osu tar satomei satori, you're not allowed to make Tomei that which is Tor, you're not allowed to be Tuma Achmer. Okay? Rabbi Abba, Rabbi Yaakov, Shem, Rabbi Yaron said, Ibas halacha letachas yodech meinat yodeh, if a halacha comes to your hands, a shayin hichot trumas. And in any day, don't know, even close if to leave around with me suffic, even so for to burn it, loam heavy ratzah charesrever, burn it, yes, metli around, leaving it around. Shein lachachavi batero, there's nothing more precious than tero, and pouring money, srav, as soon as srav him, than burning the carcasses of carbonus outside the usual wine. Says more, name is safe. What? Paramedics, and they're burnt. Says my Rabbi Yossi, boy, what does that have to do with it? Lemaidin, Dovashem, Mitzvosel, Lekami, Dovashem, Mitzvosel, Khan. There's no mitzvah to burn true Truma. It's a mitzvah to burn the Paramedics, Ravi, Sunni, Ravi, so I can extrapolate from one to the other. Hajjah, Perakha, Kochayavi.